Today we're going to do Daf Chaf Hei Amud Beis of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We are holding on the very bottom of Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph. The Mishnah had said, Lotis Yachid Isha Imahem, that a woman should not have Yichru with an Ovid Chavim because they're Chashar on Arayos. We have to be worried that the Ovid Chavim is going to be Boel, the woman. So B'mayaskinan, what type of Yichru are we dealing with? Ilema Bechad, if we're talking about a woman being alone with a single Ovid Chavim man, the Kavasagabi Yisrael Mishari, well, wait a second, she's not allowed to be alone even with a Jewish man. What does that have to do with an Ovid Chavim? Vatnan, after all, that's a Mishnah at the very end of Maseches Kiddushin, that Lo Yis Yachid Ish Echad Im Shtei Nashim, that a man is not allowed to be alone with even two women, because women are Daitan Kala, and we assume that they're more easily seduced than even two of them in front of each other. So certainly, one man, one woman is going to be an Isser of Yichud, and yet, our Mishnah talks about an Isser, some sort of Isser that's unique for a non-Jew, for an Ovid Chavim. In what way is it unique for a non-Jew? Ella Bitlasa. It must be that our Mishnah is talking about a woman's not even allowed to be alone with three Ovdei Kochavim. But then the Gemara could say, well, the Kavasag Gabi Yisrael Beprutzim Mishari. Even if it were three Jews who are Prutzim, who are not to be trusted, so it would also be Aser Vatanan. After all, the Mishnah says in Maseches Kiddushin, Aval Isha Achas Misyachedas Im Shnei Anashim, that while it's true that a woman is allowed to be alone with two men, but V'yamar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Lo Shanu Ela B'Ksherim, Aval Beprutzim Afilu Asar Anamilo, that's only if the men are Ksherim, but if the men are Prutzim, that even with 10 men, a woman is not allowed to be alone. So the Gemara brings a raya that Prutzim you have to be choshesh, even when it's more than two people, because Maisa Hayavot Yu Asara B'mita, that one time there was a story that there was a woman was an Ashes Ish, and she was willing to commit an act of Znus, and 10 Prutzim men carried her out on a bed outside of the city, not on a bed, but like in a coffin, like they were, as if they were taking out a mace, in order to be able to sin with her. So you see that even though, generally speaking, we do trust three men with one woman when it comes to Jews, but if there are Prutzim, even Jewish Prutzim, we wouldn't even trust 10 of them. So what is unique about Ovdei Kochavim? What? That Ovdei Kochavim are Prutzim? Obviously they're Prutzim. What is unique about this Isser Yichud? So says Gemara, here's what's unique about it. Lo tzricha bi ishto imo. Ovid chavim ein ishto meshamarto. V'lisrael ishto meshamarto. A woman is allowed to be alone with a man if the man's wife is around. But when it comes to an ovid chavim, even having his wife around is not going to be enough to protect from the Isser. So main point over here, main point number one, is that the special Isser of a woman having Yichud with an Ovid Chavim is that even if his wife is there, it's Asur to have Yichud. Now, ask the Gemara, why do I need a Mishnah to tell me that there's Nisr Yichud with Goyim because they're Chashar on Arayos? V'tepkli Mishum Shvichas Damim. Anyway, she shouldn't be allowed to be alone with an Ovid Chavim. Forgetting about Arayos, aren't of the Chavim Chashar on Shvichas Damim? That they might kill her. Am Rabbi Yirmiya bi Isha Chashuva Askinan, Demir Tesimina. So Rabbi Yirmiya explains, our Mishnah that doesn't allow a woman to be with a Goy is only talking about Gili Arayos, not Shvichas Damim, because we're dealing with a woman who's an Isha Chashuva. She's a krova l'malchus. The goyim are going to be afraid because to kill her, and therefore the only concern is one of arayos. Ravi Damar isha klei zayna aleha, that a woman has sort of weaponry on her, meaning that if the guy wants to kill her, she can always get out of getting killed by offering her body instead. So it doesn't have to be that she's a krova l'malchus. We're not worried about the shvichas damim for the woman, because the woman will be able to avoid the shvichas damim. What she won't be able to avoid is the arayos element of it. My binai, what's the difference between Rabbi Yirmiya and Rabbi Idi? According to both of them, a woman is not allowed to be alone with a guy because of a chashash arayos. The whole machlokas is only a woman who's not karov l'malchus, whether there's an additional chashash of shvichas damim as well. But anyway, she's not allowed to be alone with the guy. Ika binai isha chashuva bein ha'anashim v'sha'ina chashuva bein ha'anashim. The difference between them is if you have an isha chashuva amongst men, or an isha she'ina chashuva amongst women. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, she's allowed to have yichud with a guy because you don't have to worry that they're going to kill her because she's a krova l'malchus. You also don't have to worry that they're going to be boel her because she's not an isha chashuva. She happens to be an unattractive woman. But according to Rav Idi, it's usher for her to have yichud with him because of the chashash arayus that he's going to be boel her, even though she's an unattractive woman. Says in Maratani Kavased Rav Idi Baravin, we have a brisa that supports Rav Idi Baravin. Ha'isha af. Even though you don't have to worry that they're going to kill her, she should not have yichud with another chavim neisha chashudin al arayos because they're chashud to be boel her. So it sounds like she doesn't need to be karov l'malchus in order that they won't kill her, which is like Ravidi, that every woman is klei zayna aleha, even if she's not an isha chashuva, because the guy will be boel her rather than kill her. So main point number two, we have a machlokas. Whether the reason we're not concerned about a woman getting murdered is because she's krova l'malchus, or because every woman is klei zayna aleha. Every woman can protect herself with znus. Then the Mishnah said, lo yisyachid adam imahen, that a woman is not allowed to have yichud with ovdei kachavim because they're chashur and shvichus dam. I'm sorry, that a man is not even allowed to be alone with an ovdei kachavim because they're chashur and shvichus dam, and they might kill him. So the Braisa says as follows, Tan Rabbanan, Yisrael shen is dam in ovdei kachavim baderech, if a Jew and an ovdei kachavim were walking together on the road, Toflo liyamino, he should put him to his right side, that the guy should be on the right side of the Jew, so that if the guy were to want to kill the Jew would be able to have his right and stronger hand to defend himself. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan Broka Omer, Besayef toflo liyamino, Bemakel toflo lismolo. If the guy has a sword, then keep him on your right side, so that his right side will be closer to the to the sword that's on the, meaning so your right side will be closer to the guy's sword, which is on his left side, because a person who is a righty will always keep his sword on his left side, right? That fact is made most famous by the story of Ehud, the left-handed warrior, and King Eglon. But the point in Sefer Shoftim, but the point is, as far as we're concerned over here, that if you're going to be walking next to an Ovi Chavim that you're concerned might kill you, you want to have a quicker grasp of his sword than he does. So keep him to your right. But b'makel, if the guy is holding a stick, toflo l'smolo, have him on your left side so that the makel will be closer to you. So that if the guy wants to hit you with the stick, the Jew could just stick out his left hand and grab the stick before the guy can. Hayu olin b'mala o yordin b'yirida. If they're going up an incline or down a decline, lo yehi Yisrael l'mata v'od chavim l'mala. The Jew should not be in the lower position. El Yisrael l'mala v'od chavim l'mata. The Jew should try to position himself higher up and have the Ovid Chavim lower down, in order that you'll have a greater vantage point. Va'al yashoach l'fanav. You shouldn't bend in front of him in order to pick something up from the ground or something like that. Shema yarutz es golgalto, because then he'll have an ability to crush your skull. Sha'alu leheichan holech. And if the Ovid Chavim asks you, hey, where are you traveling to? Where to? So yarchiv lo asederach. You should always pick a location that's actually more distant than the place you're really going. You're planning on getting off at exit 10. Say that you're getting off at exit 15. Kederach shasi Yaakov Avinu leEsav HaRasha. And that's what Yaakov Avinu did with Esav HaRasha. Dichsiv, Pasuk says, when Yaakov meets Esav, he says, Ad asher avo el Adoni Seira. Uksiv, V'Yaakov nasa Sukosa. That Yaakov, in fact, did not go to Seir. He only went to Sukos. Why do you want to give him a greater distance than you're actually traveling? So it's very logical, because you're trying to prevent him from killing you. So if he thinks he's going to be with you on the road for the next 2 hours, let's say, so he'll probably plan the murder at the very end of the journey. But if you get off the road before the end of the journey, then he will have lost his opportunity. One time the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva were going to Chaziv, Pagu Behen Listim. There were Jewish bandits that they encountered. Amru lehen, lo anatem olchen. The list of asked them, where are you guys going? Amru lehen la'akko. They said, we're going to Akko. Kimin sheigiu l'chziv. But once they got to Chziv, pirshu. The Talmid Rabbi Akiva went off the road. They went to their location where they were planning on going. Amru lehen talmidim miatem. So the listim said, whose students are you? Amru lehen talmidim Rabbi Akiva. They said, we are talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. Amru lehen ashrei Rabbi Akiva v'talmidav. Shlo pagaben adam ra me'olam. Fortunate and praiseworthy are Rabbi Akiva and his talmidim that they have the ability to outwit and outsmart the bad people who might otherwise attack them. Rabbi Menashe hava ozil lebeit Torasa. Rabbi Menashe was going to a place called Beit Torasa. Pagu beganvi, and ganavim encountered him. Amru lei la anuka azalta. So they said to him, where are you going? Amru lehen la pumbedisa. He said, I'm going to pumbedisa. Kimata le beit harasa. When he got to beit harasa, parish, Rabbi Menashe went off, got off the road and went to beit harasa. So Amru lei, the ganavim said, Talmidi Yehuda Rabbaat. You're a Talmud of Yehuda, the deceitful one. Meaning you learned this from Rabbi Yehuda to trick us and to tell us that you're going all the way to Pumbedisa, because they wanted to rob him, but since he told them a greater distance than he was actually traveling, so they weren't able to. Amr Luhu, Rabbi Menashe says, Yadisulei, you know that he's a Ramai, that he's deceitful. Yehi Rava de Lahavu Hanu Inchi Bishamte. You people should be a Nidli. And he put them in a form of Cherim called a Nidli, because they were Mevazel Talmud Chacham. The Gemara Moed Katan, Tafta Zayin, tells us that a person who's Mevazel Talmud Chacham belongs in a Nidli. And Menashe didn't put them in Nidli on his own. He davened that a Nidli should be Chal on them with the authority of Rabbi Yehuda, who himself was an Adam Gadol. That's how Tos Chachmei Anglia understands, that it wasn't his own Nidli, it was by the authority of a greater power. Azu Avdu Gunevasa Esrin Vitartin Shnin. These people went and they continued to steal for 22 years. Velo Atzluchu, but they were unsuccessful in their theft business. Kivan de Chazu Asu Kulu Tavu Shamatayu. Since they saw that that was the case, they all went to Rabbi Menashe and they asked that he should be matir the nidui, and he was matir it. Vavabu Chad Girdana, and one of them was a weaver. The Lo Asla Shayu Shamte, who did not come to be matir the nidui. Achla Arye, and a lion ate him. Hainu Damrienshi, and that's what people say. Girdana de lo taizon shata b'tzir mishne. A weaver who's not humble, a year is going to be lost from his life. Meaning, because of his azos panim, he died before his man. Tachazim mabin ganvi bavel listim d'Eretz Yisrael. Look at the difference between the ganavim in bavel and the listim in Eretz Yisrael that encountered Rabbi Akiva and praised him, as opposed to the ganavim. You see from here that the shevach of Eretz Yisrael, that even though listim are worse than ganavim, normally the listim in Eretz Yisrael praise Rabbi Akiva. The ganavim in Bavel say terrible things about Rabbi Yehuda. But the main point is that when traveling with ovdei kochavim or dangerous people, it's an etzah tov, it's a good idea to tell them that you're going a greater distance than in fact you really are. Okay, B'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up Chavav Amin Aleph at the Mishnah.